Manuscript Releases, Volume 11, Numbers 851 to 920. MR Number 892. Problems in Battle Creek in 1898. Problems at the Seventh-day Adventist offices of publication, not to be taken to worldly men. Pure, uncorrupted motives and principles must become a controlling power in our offices of publication. At your board meetings, angels of God have covered their faces, that they might not behold the wrongs devised. Yet I have still an appeal to make. Stop where you are. You have no more right to the large wages you demand than have I or your brethren. If you obtain them by fraud, by carrying your case to worldly men, please read your Bible and see what it says on this subject. Church members who appeal to worldly courts show they have chosen the world for their judge. The world and unconverted church members are in sympathy with each other. Some, when God reproves them for wanting their own way, make the world their confidence and bring church matters before the world for decision. Then there is collision and strife, and Christ is crucified afresh and put to open shame. These church members who appeal to the courts of the world show that they have chosen the world as their judge, and their names are registered in heaven as one with unbelievers. How eagerly the world seizes the statements of those who betray sacred trusts. This action of appealing to human courts, never before entered into by Seventh-day Adventists, has now been done. Hope for those who repent. There is hope for all who will hear the truth and repent of their evil works. When from unfeigned lips the earnest prayer goes up, "Create in me a clean heart, O God," the answer comes in the promise, "Then will I sprinkle clean water upon you, and ye shall be clean. From all your filthiness and from all your idols will I cleanse you. A new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you. And I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you an heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit within you, and cause you to walk in my statutes. And ye shall keep my judgments and do them." Ezekiel 36, verse 25 to 27. These are the words of the Lord. And if the blindness of those who have betrayed the cause of God into the hands of our enemies is ever removed, they will understand this scripture. The Lord and heaven rejoice in medical missionary work being done. The Lord and all heaven rejoice to see this work being done in medical missionary lines. The churches are to blend with this work, that they may be kept in a healthy condition, guarding the Lord's purchased possession as faithful sentinels. Kellogg's medical missionary work commended. Dr. Kellogg is doing the very work which God has given to the church in Battle Creek, the last call to the supper he has prepared. In order to be carried forward aright, the medical missionary work needs talent and wise discrimination. But can this work be done while those in responsible places, presidents of conferences and ministers, bar the way? I say to the president of the Michigan Conference, to Elder Blank and to others, remove the stumbling block that you are surely placing before the people. The people in Battle Creek have not exercised their talents in devising and planning how they may plant the standard of truth in regions where decided efforts should be made. And the Lord has moved upon Dr. Kellogg to do the work offered to those in Battle Creek, which they did not choose to accept. Those who are doing medical missionary work in Battle Creek should have the full sanction and cooperation of the church. Time is short, and there is a great work to be done. If you feel no interest in the work that is going forward, if you will not encourage medical missionaries to work in the churches, they will do it without your consent. For this work must and will be done. Brother Blank, Brother Blank, Brother Blank, Brother Blank. In the name of the Lord,
I call upon you to take your position on the Lord's side. Do not be found fighting against God. God will not be the counselor of those who take Seventh-day Adventist problems to worldly lawyers. You who are engaged in opening the things connected with our work to lawyers will realize that those who trust the things connected with our work to those who know not God will be left to trust to the law and will have all the law they want until their souls are satisfied. God will not be their counselor. White Estate, Washington, D.C., November 12, 1981.